Bruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Chof Vov Amar Aleph. Three lines from the top. The Gemara continues its discussion on various oils that are prohibited to be used for Nero Shel Shabbos. At the end of last time, we brought a brisa quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Alot that said, Ein Malikin Bitzori. It's also to use balsam oil. The Gemara quotes Abaya saying two different reasons. One, because the oil of the tzori causes then the flame to jump out and therefore can cause a fire. So really it's prohibited even to be used during the week. But the Gemara brings another reason, because a person, because of its good smell, might take some of that oil and therefore be over the iser deraisa of mechabe, of extinguishing a flame on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, now bringing a horrific maisa between a mother-in-law who hates her daughter-in-law. Unfortunately, it's more common than it should be. Obviously, sometimes a mother doesn't have a good relationship with her own daughter, but at least it's her own daughter. When it comes to the daughter-in-law, she says, she's not so good, she's not good enough for my own son. Says the Gemara, the ramifications that hatred can sometimes bring. Hahi chamoso. Dahavas Saniya La Likalosa. There was a mother-in-law who hated her daughter-in-law. Omra la zil ishkshit bimashcha da afarsama. Go and adorn yourself with the oil of a balsam oil. The Mefarshim explained afarsama as the tzori that we mentioned before. Ozla ikshit, she went and she then put oil on her skin. Ki asos amro lo zil itli shraga. Her mother-in-law then requested of her, go and light the nair. Ozlo atla shraga inpoch ba nuro v'achalto. She went and she lit the nair and it jumped out on her and consumed her. Says the Gemara, quoting now a posuk, once we're talking about afarsamin, the Gemara now quotes this pasuk as saying after the churban of Bayis Rishon, Nevuzdaron, he kept certain workers in the dalus haaretz, in the poor parts of Eretz Yisrael, lekarmim uliyogvim, referring to the workers of the vineyards and the wine presses. The Gemara now explains a drasha of Karmim refers to Tani Rav Yosef Elu Malakti Afarsamin Me'en Gedi Va'Adramoso. These are referring to the workers who gathered in the Afarsamin, this Boisem, from the Eitzim of En Gedi all the way until Ramoso. Yoigvim, the Gemara darshins, Eilu tzaydi chilozoin misulomoy shel tzur va'ad chaifa. These are those who were kept as being those who trapped the chilozoin in order to then squeeze the blood out of it, because it has a special tcheles color that he can use for the royal garments. So therefore he kept the workers in Eretz Yisrael to then collect the afarsamon, the good smelling oils, as well as to the trap, the chilozoin. Says the Gemara, bringing back Braisa now, going back to our subject of not lighting with certain types of oils. Tanu Rabbanan, ein malikin betevel, tome bechol, ve'ein tzarech lomar b'shabbos. A person cannot light tevel, which is tome, not only during the week, and certainly he cannot do so on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, since you're supposed to then benefit from the Ner, and then there'll be a mitzvah, haba be'avera. So not only is it also to be used during the week, but then certainly it's also on Shabbos. Kayotze boy, similarly, ein malikin beneft lovon bechol, vein tzarech lomar b'Shabbos. A person cannot use neft lovon during the week because of its danger. The Gemara is going to explain momentarily. because of its smell, it'll cause a person to leave the room, and then he will not be able to benefit from the Oineg Shabbos as he is supposed to light next to the Seuda. He won't be able to then enjoy that Seuda. Bishlama, says the Gemara, Neft Lavan. We understand why Neft Lavan cannot be lit even during the week Shehu off, because it jumps and therefore can cause a fire. Aval Tevil Tomei my Taimo. Why can a person not light Tevil Tomei? Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Va'ani hinei nisati lecho es mishmeres trumoisoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron HaKohen, I gave to you the safeguardings of my trumois, in Lashon Rabbim, plural. Bishtei trumois hakasu medaber. Achas truma tahara, va'achas truma tmeya. Both truma tahara and truma tmeya. Truma tahara to be consumed. You can eat truma tahara, you kohanim. But truma tmeya, you can only then get benefit from its fire. When you destroy it, when you consume it, it has to be consumed with a fire, and then you can get heat from it, or it can then also be a scent of fuel to then cook something. Just as the truma tahara is only permissible once it was taken out, truma, it was separated, only from thenceforward can a person, can a kohen benefit from that truma by eating it. So to truma tmeya, which can only then be burnt and get benefit that way by the kohen, that's only going to be permissible after it was then separated from thenceforward. And thereby, of course, before that, that's tevil, and therefore that would be also even to burn. Gufa, the Gemara now brings a brisa. We saw the reisha, the beginning of the brisa earlier on the bottom of Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the previous Amud, and then quotes the rest of the brisa. Gufa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Oimer E Malikim Bitzori. As we said before, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says you cannot light with the tzori, with the balsam oil, because of two reasons. One, during the week we said it will then fly off and cause potentially a fire. And number two, because on Shabbos, a person might mistapek from the oil, since it's such a good-smelling oil, and then be over the iser of mechabe extinguishing. V'chein haya Rav Shimon ben Elazar oimer, tzori eino ela sraf me'atze ha'ketaf. Rav Shimon ben Elazar also was accustomed to saying that tzori, the balsam oil that we're talking about, comes from the sap of the atze ha'ketaf. Rabbi Shimon oimer, says the Braisa, kol ha'yotze min ha'etz e malikim boy. He would say that you can, that anything that is coming from the eitz, you cannot use. Rabbi Shmuel ben Broika Oimer, the Braisa continues, e malikin elo b'yotze min ha'pri. You can only use that which comes out from the pri. So they both are saying you cannot use, therefore, shemen dogim. You cannot use itron. You cannot use tzori. Comes on Rabbi Tarfon in the Braisa. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, E Malikin Ela B'Shem Zayis Bilvad. He's most strict. He says, you can only use Shemen Zayis for your Ner Shabbos, because that's what enables a person to then have the psil, the wicks, draw forth its oil most effectively, and therefore the Ner produces the best type of light with the oil of olives. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al Raglov. The Braisa continues and says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stood up. V'omar, and he said the following, Mayasu anshe bovel, shein lahem ela shemen shumshamin, or sumsamin. What would the people of Bovel do if, since they only have this type of shemen that comes from sesame seeds? Umayasu anshe modai, shein lahem ela shemen egoisim. And what will the anshe modai do? For those Jews only have the oil of nuts. Umayasu anshe alachzandria, shein lahem el shemen tznoinois, who only have the oil of radishes available. Umayasu anshe kuputkia, shein lahem lokach v'lokach. They don't have not the oil of nuts and not the oil of radishes. Elo neft. Elo concludes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Ein lecha ela ma she'omru chachamim ein malikin. The only things that are prohibited from lighting for your Shabbos neiros are that which is stated in the Mishnah by the chachamim of ein malikin. In the beginning of the perek, they said you can't light, not with zephes, and not with the oil of shaiva of wax, velo b'shemen kik, and not with the oil of cotton seeds, velo b'shemen sreifa, which we defined as being oil that had to be burnt because it was truma to mea, and specifically on Erev Shabbos, which is yontif, velo b'aliyah, velo b'chelev. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and he adds, u'malikim b'shemen dogin uve itron, and he adds, you can also use the shemen of dogim, and also itron. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Oimer, malikin b'shemen pakugois uveneft. He says you can light with the oil of dalas, of gourds, and veneft, which again, itron and neft are similar in that they, if you burn tar, you get the oil from that. That's how we defined itron, and neft is a certain, very similar to that as well. Sumchus oimer, sumchus says, kol hayotze min habosar, ein malikin boy, ele b'shemen dogin. You cannot use anything, any of the shuma, of the chaylov, of the fats of the animals, only that which comes from the oil of dogim, of fish. Ask the Gemara right away, Sumchus hainu tanakama. That's the same opinion that we saw before in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who said, you can malikin b'shemen dogin. So what is then Sumchus saying different? Answers the Gemara, Ike beinayu. And by the way, when Sumchus said, ein malikin bo ela b'shemen dogin, he meant to say just to exclude the animal fat. But of course, you can also light with itron, just like the Tanakhama said. So which Gemara asks, what is the difference between the Sumchus and Tanakhama's opinion? They're both saying the same thing. Answers the Gemara, Ike Beinayu. We saw such a chiluk before as well. The Rabruna Omarav. Rabruna Omarav we saw twice already, earlier in the perek, that he says when a person mixes oil that is permissible with oil of the chalev, which has been melted, then it's going to be permissible. So therefore, he says, the Gemara says, Ike Benayu is one of these opinions hold that of Rav Bruna Amar Rav, that even though normally when you melt chalev, you cannot use that for your oil, but when you put oil that is permissible together with it, then it can be lit. However, the Gemara concludes, but it's not made clear who holds what. If it's the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that you can do this, or in fact, this is the opinion of Sumchus.